I want to welcome everybody to the new sitcom here on the Fandom Podcast Network, Kevin Loves Peterman. Huh. Sorry, man. I know I completely surprised you with that, but I had to do it because
I knew.
Especially
you
after
you throw it on my Facebook page, you know. And
what, did you read the article? Did you read Gruden's comments?
No, I didn't want to read it. I was depressed. I didn't want to read that.
He's like, oh, I'm going to save Nathan Peterman and make him a legitimate NFL quarterback.
He's putting up to lead up the practice squad. That's all he's doing right now.
Mm-hmm. Until next year when he's your starter. Mm.
That's not going to happen unless Carr forbid, God forbid, doesn't get hurt.
So, yeah, now Nathan Peterman is a Raider. What I want to know is, Kevin, I mean, seriously, is it with John Gruden?
You don't mean this seriously. Come on. Yeah. Just
okay. Yeah. Well, in a little bit, I actually am, because what is it with John Gruden and former Bills quarterbacks? First, it was A.J. McCarron. Now it's Nathan Peterman. And there was E.J. Manuel in that mix for a short period of time.
Yeah, maybe he secretly wants to coach the Bills too.
Does this mean Josh Allen's a future Raider quarterback?
Hmm. Wouldn't mind that much. I'll tell you that right now. maybe he sees something we don't. I don't know. So, I mean, maybe I've been really hard on Nathan Peterman.
Wait, Kevin, who holds the record for most interceptions for a Raider? Because he's got to be sweating that record.
Yeah, I know, right? So I don't know. I got nothing.
Yeah, you know, kind of like the Raiders this season.
Mm, nice, well played.
Ooh, but I'm pumped. So much for the Christmas spirit here on the end zone.
So much for your Christmas present.
Oh, yeah, cancel, well, you know, right, yours is already in the mail,
cancel,
so.
There we go. All right.
Okay, well, we are here at the end zone, and we are here to take a look back at week 15 and look ahead to week 16. We only got 2 weeks left, Kevin. I'm sad.
I know. It is kind of sad, isn't it?
It's just going to be, you know, then we have the playoffs, but then there'll be no football for a while. But,
yeah,
you know,
it's going to be an interesting offseason, though, especially with like Le'Veon Bell and all these other contracts and stuff like that. It's going to be really interesting.
Yeah, it's going to be an interesting offseason, and we'll get to that once we get past the end of the regular season, because there's going to be a lot of interesting storylines. But speaking of interesting storylines, that also brings me to all the great stuff here on the Fandom Podcast Network and where you can find it, Kevin. And, of course, it all starts at our homepage at fpnet.podbean.com, where you can find our master feed and as well as archives of all of our great shows. Of course, if you're using your mobile device, you can always download the Podbean app and search Fandom Podcast Network. You can also search Fandom Podcast Network on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play for you Android device users, and, of course, now on Spotify as well. Of course, you can always follow our Facebook page at Fandom Podcast Network. You can always email us at fandompodcastnetwork@gmail.com, and you can follow us on Twitter at @FanPodNetwork. And of course, you can follow me on social media at @AKyleW on Twitter and at @AKyleFandom on Instagram. Kevin, where can people find you on the social media?
You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at @Spartan_Phoenix.
So, yeah, we know this episode of The End Zone is coming out a little late in the game. It's the holiday season. You got to cut us a little break.
Now, let's just say what it was. I was having internet issues earlier this week. That's good.
I was just trying to be nice.
Now, sometimes, the internet gods are like, nope, not tonight. We're taking the time off.
Not going to happen. So, let's take a quick look back, though, at week 15 of the NFL season. It started on Thursday, which was the last Thursday game of the NFL season, and it was a heartbreaker for me as the Kansas City Chiefs, who were up by 14 going into the fourth quarter, got Phillip Rivers and lost 29-28. And I got to give the Chargers credit, and I got to give Phillip Rivers credit. He played an amazing game, and I got to give him credit for having the guts to go for 2 points at the end of the game.
There's some brass ones to go for that one, man. I'll tell you right now, to go for the win right there with a 2-point conversion, man. Yeah.
I can tell you this, Kevin. We've joked about Kyle hates Blake Bortles. We can officially go Kyle hates Orlando Scandrick. Hashtag.
Orlando Scandrick. Who's that again?
The cornerback for the Kansas City Chiefs.
Oh, right. That has
just been torched all season long.
Well, if I remember correctly, that dude was like wide open. It was a trick play.
Oh, yeah.
You guys were all
pulled. It wasn't even a trick play. It was Scandrick made the wrong defensive call and took the same receiver as another defender.
Jeez.
Now, I will say this. Mike Williams did get off with a little off on
this throws a little wrench into your Chiefs' stranglehold there on the top spot AFC there and home field advantage through the playoffs, right?
Well, right now, as it stands, Kansas City is still the number one seed, but they either need the Chargers. They have, if they finish tied with the Chargers, they're the number one seed. So Kansas City basically holds their future in their own hands. They have a tough game this week.
If they have the same record as the Chargers, Kansas City holds the tiebreaker. Why is that?
They have a better in-conference record.
Oh, okay, gotcha. That's right.
Because right now their only loss in conference is to the Chargers, but they split with the Chargers, and the Chargers have also lost to Denver.
Okay, that's right.
So, but the Chargers play Baltimore this coming week. Kansas City plays Seattle, and then Kansas City plays your Raiders. So, and Chargers finish with the Broncos. But moving forward, we have Saturday football now. College football regular season is over, so we're getting a little Saturday football. The Houston Texans get back to winning ways, beating the Jets 29-22. But I want to do a quick shout out to the Jets for, even though they know their season is done, they played tough football in this game. And they didn't. They have been playing tough football all season. They have not given up.
I have not really ever considered them quitters when it comes to this type of situation. They keep playing hard.
Yeah, and Sam Darnold looked really good in this game. Yeah. So they might have a little something there. And then the Cleveland Browns win 17-16 over the Broncos. Now, the Browns' playoff chances. I've seen what has to happen for them to make the playoffs, and it's absolutely insane. But it's just great to see Cleveland have, and they're such a fun football team. You got to love Baker Mayfield.
Going into this coming week, they're 6-7-1. That's a huge improvement over last year, you know?
I mean, there's still a very good chance they could finish over 500.
They'll have to win the next two, so yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, still, to even say Cleveland is in contention for that, that's a lot of things. And it makes you wonder, what would they have done if Hugh Jackson wasn't the coach at the start of the season?
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
So, the Cardinals are terrible. The Falcons beat them 40-14. Tampa Bay, they're going to have a house cleaning. And Lamar Jackson now 4-1 as a starter. Joe Flacco, you're done. Ravens win 20-12. Bills beat the Lions 14-13. These teams are out of the playoffs. The Chicago Bears clinch the NFC North title for the first time since 2010.
So much for that low draft pick.
Yeah, there's one out the way. Okay, Kevin, we're going to stop from it because you did a little traveling this week, and you went to Cincinnati, Ohio, to see your beloved Oakland Raiders play the decimated Cincinnati Bengals. No Andy Dalton, no A.J. Green.
Didn't matter. Before I get into that, though, I would like to give a little shout-out to our buddy Murph over there at Raider Fans Radio and Murph's Fan Cave. If you search Murph's Fan Cave on the podcast engines where you can check your podcast. He does a great show over there called Raider Fans Radio. And he welcomed me to his home, which was great. I was just going to do an interview that he would kind of slide into the next episode of Raider Fans Radio. But he does a really cool thing where he does the YouTube YouTube live, and people come on and chat they can see what the listeners are saying and what watchers are saying. They bring that into the programming, and then he releases an audio podcast with his co-host, Uncle Mosh. And so he invited me to his house, and I thought we were just going to do this. He's like, you know what? Why don't we turn on the YouTube, see if there's people listening? Because usually he does it like on Wednesday nights, and this was at like 10 in the morning on, Friday. And he says, okay, maybe we might get a couple of views. And we ended up getting like over 100 people. It was great.
Nice.
So we had a lot of people there in the chat talking about stuff. And it was about a little 45-minute episode talking about myself. I got to give a shout-out to the Fandom Podcast Network and you. And we just talked about a couple topics there, you know, whether it was the move out of Oakland and a bunch of other stuff. And then we talked about this game, the Cincinnati game that I was going to. And this game was important for several reasons. We had a lot of people that didn't get a chance to see each other all year because, you know, there's some people that travel everywhere and there's some people that don't. And I'm part of the people that don't travel as much as other people do. But my friend James Destruction, he was going to be retiring his Destruction costume or uniform, depending on how you look at it. And this was going to be one of his last games. So we wanted to see him, and I got to meet up with several of my other friends, Joseph Big Hauser, Mr. and Mrs. Raider, Joe and Trisha. And of course, Gorillarola was there, and many, many other super fans there. My friend Nikki Snow Raider, Brian Biro and his girlfriend, and a bunch of other people that I haven't seen in a while, and some new friends that I met. And what was really cool was that the Raider fans showed up to tailgate before any Cincinnati fans did. 9 a.m.
Very cool.
Only people in the tailgate in that whole parking lot were Raider fans. They started there first. Okay.
Real quick, I got to give a shout out to a Raider fan you met for the first time in person at this game, because he made some absolutely phenomenal photos of everybody. And that's Tremaine.
Yes, Buddy Tremaine, who it was so good to see him in person. We've been Facebook buddies for a long time because he's nerdy like we are. And I think he's on his 17th view of like Game of Thrones. He's like loves Game of Thrones. And I went up to him, gave him a big hug. I said, dude, I think you're the second biggest nerd that I know. You know, we had a laugh about that. And he was taking some great pictures. Great guy. Tremaine's a man. He was just really fun to hang out. And like you mentioned, he was taking some great pictures. Now, the game didn't turn out the way we wanted. Obviously, Raiders just bad. Our offensive line was horrible. It seemed like Carr was just playing from the ground the whole time. There was a standout though. We got a tight end named Waller that we brought on from, I think it was from Baltimore. So we're excited about him. He did all right. One of the things I really enjoyed about this game was meeting the Cincinnati fans. There's certain cities that you go to where the fans are just cool. Next to Indianapolis, this fan base was just fantastic. Very welcoming, a lot of great super fans, and you know, there was no problems with any of them, and it was fun. Cincinnati's a fun town, and also a great stadium to go to, and it was fun too. I did my first escape room there in Cincinnati. Oh, cool. My buddy Joseph and his girlfriend and our other friend, we went and did that, and that was a lot of fun to get out of a room there, so it's kind of cool. So
very nice.
It was rainy for the first couple of days, and also visited one of my friends from France who's in country now, our friend Callisto.
Oh yes, I saw that on Facebook. So, well, it didn't end well. You guys lost 30-16, and it was, from what I saw in the red zone, in a very bizarre type of game. That was the impression I got, was this game was a little weird.
It did seem a little weird. It wasn't, you know, the Raiders just couldn't get anything going. And, you know, I don't know. It was, they just could not get anything going. And it sucks because it was a winnable game, at least on paper it was, you know, so.
And to me, maybe the shocker of the week, the Indianapolis Colts shut out the Dallas Cowboys 23-0. I mean, yeah. Not so much them beating the Cowboys, but shutting them out.
Yeah, that's huge. Yeah.
Speaking of a good O-line,
let's give it to that Colts O-line, man. They're looking good, too.
I think the Colts are definitely that team nobody wants to play in the playoffs if they make it.
At least not at Colts, so I don't know.
Yeah. Hey, Josh Johnson gets a win. And Redskins quarterback stayed healthy for an entire game.
Third string or fourth string quarterback? I couldn't remember.
Fourth string. What? Fourth string at this point.
Oh, Jaguars. Who they used to be? Remember them? Jeez.
Yeah, who was there? Maybe it was the offensive coordinator in Minnesota after all, as they just destroyed the Dolphins 41-17.
That was in Miami, wasn't it?
No, that was in Minnesota.
That was in Minnesota, okay.
But still, it was just they had like 155 rushing yards, and it was just insane. The Tennessee Titans, Derrick Henry continues. He had 150 some odd yards rushing, two more rushing TDs as the Titans shut out the Giants 17-0.
I hate Derrick Henry.
Where was this all season, Kevin, from Derrick Henry? That's what I want.
Derrick Henry lost me one of my leagues. Derrick Henry. Yeah, I know. I can't stand him.
Another thing where week 15 was one of those weeks, nothing made sense. The San Francisco 49ers upset the Seattle Seahawks 26-23. Jeez. In a very weird game. The big game Sunday, the Pittsburgh Steelers defeat the New England Patriots 17-10. And Kevin, I think the Patriots are in trouble.
Yeah, their seconds. They lost two straight December games. They lost two straight December games for the first time since 2002.
Yeah, and we got some news in our news segment about the Patriots, and I just think it's going to be a rough ride for the Patriots in the playoffs. But another shocker, the Philadelphia Eagles, it's December, which means it's not Carson Wentz time. It's Nick Foles time. Because here we go again as the Eagles upset the L.A. Rams 30-23 on Sunday Night Football.
That's huge.
Yeah.
That was in L.A., right?
Yeah, it was in L.A.
Yeah.
The Rams were like a 13-point favorite in that game.
Yeah, they were.
So, an ugly Monday Night Football game as the Saints beat the Panthers 12-9. The Saints had the best record in the NFC, but where'd their offense go, Kevin?
God, I know. Well, I want to touch on this weird in fantasy a little bit later, but
yeah.
I heard an interesting stat that this was the first time that no quarterback threw for more than two touchdowns.
Yeah, in like a long time. Yeah.
So we got some standings here. I think we should probably note.
Yeah, we do have some interesting standings.
All right, I'll do AFC here. AFC. So we got New England Patriots at 9-5. Miami Dolphins are behind them. They're in 7-7. So Patriots will win. Obviously, will probably take the division, but it looks like they might be playing a wild card round, depending on how things go. If it looks the way things are now, the AFC North, we've got Pittsburgh Steelers at 8-5, Ravens right there at 8-6. So that division is up for grabs. AFC South, we've got the Houston Texans at 10-4, Indianapolis Colts 8-5, going for a possible wild card there. We'll see. Tennessee Titans as well. I forgot about them.
Yeah, no, they're right in the mix, too. Jacksonville eliminated in the AFC South. Talk about a massively disappointing season.
This is interesting. Our AFC West here, your Chiefs and the Chargers both clinch playoff spots. But who's going to take home the division?
Yeah, that's crazy. I mean, really, they're the two best teams in the AFC.
So
and they're
at
in the same 3-11,
my Oakland Raiders, they will make the playoffs if these 50,000 things happen, right?
Yeah, no, sorry.
Damn it, okay.
They are officially eliminated.
All right, you do the NFC.
Things get very interesting. The very crowded NFC East with the Cowboys leading with eight wins and six losses, but the Eagles and Redskins right there at 7-7. A lot of this is going to get sorted out the next 2 weeks because a lot of these teams play each other. The NFC North,
Bears. The Redskins could possibly squeak out a playoff berth?
Yeah, believe it or not, it's still a realm of possibility, but it's unlikely, but it's still a realm of possibility. Okay. Now, you look in the NFC North, the Chicago Bears have clinched that division at 10 wins, four losses. The Minnesota Vikings still in the wild card hunt at 7-6-1. You can officially take Green Bay and Detroit out of it. Green Bay, what a disappointment there. The NFC South, the Saints have clinched 12-2, probably have the best record in the NFC and the number one seed in the playoffs. Everybody else in that division is pretty much done.
Yep.
In the NFC West, it's the Rams locked up, probably going to finish with the 2 seed. Seattle looking good to make the playoffs. The 49ers in Arizona, they're looking forward to those top 5 draft picks.
As it stands right now, I think the Raiders may get the 2nd round pick behind Arizona, I think.
Yeah, that's what it's looking at right now. So it's interesting. It's tight. And we'll see what happens. I mean, it's the last couple of weeks of the NFL season, and there we go.
So power rankings are kind of useless right now, right?
I'm pretty much thinking so. It's crazy.
So we got some news though.
Yeah, we got lots of news, and it starts off with something that I am not surprised about when I heard this break, and that is Josh Gordon has left the Patriots. Initially, it was because he needed to go take care of his mental health. We all know Josh Gordon's story, but now it's come out he's also going to be suspended indefinitely by the NFL for yet another possible violation of his drug.
Do you see him coming back in any fashion?
No, I think he's done.
Isn't this like his 3rd strike anyway? Do they get 3 strikes?
He's more like about 5th or 6th strike.
Jeez, poor guy. Such talent wasted.
Yeah, just a complete waste of talent. This guy was could have had everything to be an all-world receiver and just a waste.
Yep.
But we have some injuries, too, that we need to monitor. And a big one is for the Green Bay Packers as they've placed running back Aaron Jones on IR done for the season. I know it's going to affect some people in fantasy playoffs for sure.
Yeah, yeah.
he had kind of stepped up to become the main back of the Packers.
I hope they don't make the same mistake, or he makes the same mistake and gets suspended, but I hope they play him and make him the bell cow next year. So
yeah. Another injury to follow up on a running back, and it's just changed even since when we first were looking at this. Melvin Gordon will be back for the San Diego Chargers this week.
Big games. They want that number one spot, man. They want it.
Oh, yeah, I know they do. They're talented. They're going to be tough. Joe Flacco's career as Ravens quarterback looks to be over, Kevin.
What was his contract situation? Is he up at the end?
I think he's got a year left on his contract after this season.
You think they might trade him or something?
I think they might try to trade him because it'd be a better salary cap hit, but either way, he's not going to be a Raven next year.
Yeah.
And I talked about it a little bit with when we were talking about with the Week 15 games, but Nick Foles is back. Carson Wentz has an injury in his back, and here we go again.
They shouldn't have started Nick Foles earlier.
Yeah.
Because didn't Nick Foles win this last game for him, or help anyway? Didn't he do this, you know?
Yeah. So, you know, we'll see what happens. I mean, it's just crazy. Welcome to the end of the NFL season. But with that, let's take a look ahead to Week 16 and see what we got. And it starts with a couple Saturday games, Kevin.
Mm-hmm.
We have leading off on Saturday at 4:30 p.m., the Washington Redskins at the Tennessee Titans. Tennessee should handle their business here.
Hey, better watch out. We'll see.
Well, yeah, the fear of Josh Johnson. Big game Sunday night, though. Ravens.
You mean Saturday night?
Saturday night. Baltimore Ravens at L.A. Chargers. This is a huge game for both of these teams.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it is.
There's a lot on the line.
Chargers favored by 4.
Yeah, well, but Baltimore's defense, probably the best in the league right now, so it's going to be an interesting game. Dallas needing to redeem themselves as we hit Sunday, have a good chance against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Yeah.
The New England Patriots, I'm about to talk about a possibility of getting well. Buffalo comes to town, but Buffalo has been tough. They play really tough defense.
Yeah, this time of the year at New England, yeah, they're not going to win. Yeah. Buffalo's not going to win that game.
In a game where when we have now Cam Newton shut down for the season due to injury, this game is pretty much meaningless. Atlanta at Carolina.
This line changed, too, after that was announced. Carolina was favored until they shut down Cam.
Yeah. We also have Jacksonville at Miami in the Miami's still kind of in the playoff hunt.
I was about to say who cares, but yeah, you're right.
actually, a big game for Indianapolis. New York Giants at Indianapolis as Indianapolis tries to stay alive in the playoff hunt.
Yeah,
interesting game. Philadelphia's favored by 1.5 as the Houston Texans come to town. I don't understand this one, Kevin.
I kind of do. I think the Nick Foles thing is coming into extra play here, and it's at Philadelphia. I think that there's something there. I think that this is what the odds makers are thinking. You know, I see why Philadelphia's got a little bit of a points here. So, yeah.
I don't get it, but we'll see. Minnesota at Detroit as Minnesota fights to keep their playoff hopes alive.
Yeah.
Cincinnati at Cleveland.
You missed one.
Oh, yeah. Well, in a game, do we care? Green Bay at New York Jets at this point.
Yeah. Aaron Rodgers insists on playing this out. He wants to do it. So.
Well, good for him. So, Hugh Jackson revenge game number 2 for the Cleveland Browns as they will host the Cincinnati Bengals. The last time they went to Cincinnati and cleaned the Bengals clock. Bengals are a lot worse team now than they were that time. It's not going to be pretty.
Yeah,
the Rams look to right the ship, and what better team to come in to right the ship at than the Arizona Cardinals?
Favored by 14 at Arizona.
Yeah. Chicago, a 4-point favorite at San Francisco. This might be interesting because Chicago's pretty much locked into that third seed. They don't really have anything to play for at this point.
If they win, no?
No, they're pretty much locked into that unless the Rams should lose again. So kind of an interesting game there. Pittsburgh at New Orleans, kind of an interesting game. Pittsburgh still kind of fight. The win against the Patriots helped them.
That's I think, the biggest game of the week, to be honest with you, man.
Yeah, I think so, too. I think the second.
That's huge.
I think this game is a huge. One of the three biggest games of the week, too, is Kansas City at Seattle. Kansas City fighting for that number one seed. Seattle fighting for their playoffs lives on Sunday night.
Yeah.
Two pretty good. And then Monday
personally,
night,
I would put the New Orleans-Pittsburgh game. I would flex it into that Sunday night position.
But that would be Pittsburgh 3 weeks in a row on Sunday Night Football.
Yeah, that's right. Never mind.
And Monday night, your Oakland Raiders hosting the Denver Broncos.
You have something to say about that? Because I do.
It's Oakland-Denver. I'll let you speak.
This is a big deal for a particular reason. This looks to be the last game in Oakland.
Yeah, what is ever. The status with that? Because it's been really weird.
Well, what happened was the city of Oakland is trying to sue the Raiders for leaving early, and it's a big joke. It's one of those frivolous lawsuit things, though, of revenue that they're going to lose and blah blah blah. But you know, the city of Oakland is corrupt anyway. So, when on the table was an offer that the Raiders would pay $7 million. To rent to stay in Oakland next year and then like raise it up to $9 million in 2020 if the new stadium wasn't done yet. But when this lawsuit just hit recently, the Raiders rescinded that offer and backed out of it. So it looks like, I mean, there's still a chance they might work something out, but as of now, it looks like this is the last. Think about this. You may not like the Raiders. A lot of people may not like the Raiders, but this is Oakland. This is Oakland Raiders. This is the last game, it looks like, to be played on Christmas Eve here in 2018. You know, there was a lot of people talking about, you know, jumping onto the field and blah, blah, blah. So I hope that doesn't happen. But this is a huge deal for Oakland area fans and such. You know, end of an era.
Yeah. Now, where would they play next year, Kevin? That's the other question.
That's the big question. Stuff that's been thrown out there that are realistic is either sharing Levi Stadium there with the 49ers because that was built for two teams. Also going down to San Diego, which personally I would like because that's South Oakland to us anyway. We always overtake that Qualcomm Stadium. There's Stanford, and there's a couple other possibilities there, but those are the big options there. Some people were saying, oh, maybe they're nomads, maybe they'll play around. But what was interesting, and I learned this listening to Murph and Mosh, was that on Raider Fans Radio, was that the NFL doesn't even know where they're playing because you know, stuff just says Oakland that they're releasing. I'm sorry, just says Raiders, not Oakland. You know, If they do play in San Diego, they're not going to be known as the San Diego Raiders next year. They're just going to be known as probably the Raiders, you know? So it's a weird situation. It really is, knowing that their home isn't going to be ready till possibly 2020. Where are you going to refer them to if they're not playing in Oakland?
Yeah.
You know?
They'll be the nomad team. I still say my London suggestion as a test for a London team, but
you know, at this point, go ahead, let them play London again. Let them play, Mexico, if they can get that thing done, let them be the Nomad Raiders for now. Who knows? Yeah.
Well, with that, before we talk about our top-notch, mediocre fantasy football advice, we got a little promo here to tell you about what's going on around the Fandom Podcast Network. So sit back, relax, take a listen, and Kevin and I will be back shortly to talk some fantasy football.
Thank you for listening. We hope you're enjoying this podcast. We'd like to recommend these other great podcasts on the Fandom Podcast Network. It starts with our flagship show, Culture Clash, our weekly pop culture podcast with the latest news, reviews, and other fun topics in pop culture. Also, Blood of Kings, a Highlander podcast where we discuss all things Highlander. Couch Potato Theater, our podcast celebrating the cult classic and fan favorite movies we don't get off the couch for. Time Warp, a look back on our classic and nostalgic fandoms that we still celebrate today. The End Zone, our podcast talking about all things current in the NFL and giving our best mediocre fantasy football advice. Good Evening, an Alfred Hitchcock podcast. Discoville, a Star Trek Discovery and the Orville podcast. The Hair Metal podcast, if you're a hard rock music fan, the Hair Metal podcast rediscovers the nostalgia of the 1980s hair metal bands. And Type 40, a Doctor Who podcast, as we discuss all things Doctor Who, past and present. You can find these great shows on the Fandom Podcast Master Feed at fpnet.podbean.com. The Fandom Podcast Network is on iTunes, Stitcher, Podbean, Google Play, On Facebook, you can find us at Fandom Podcast Network. On Instagram, we are at Fandom Podcast Network. And on Twitter, at FanPod Network. You can also email us directly at FandomPodcastNetwork@gmail.com. Thank you so much for listening and support the Fandom Podcast Network. And remember, respect others and enjoy your fandom.
Okay, Kevin. It's playoff and even championship time for a lot of fantasy football players. Mm-hmm. And this is the frustrating part of fantasy football this time of year, is because now you have teams starting to rest players and injury bugs hitting and things like that. You know, we talked earlier about Cam Newton. We have Carson Wentz on the shelf. You got Todd Gurley, who has a knee injury. Now they're talking about him being a game time decision. So a lot of frustration. But before we talk about this week, let's take a look back at last week. And Kevin, who is your man crush, your Jimmy GQ man crush fantasy player of the week?
You know, I was thinking about that, and so I had to look. I had to look at players on my team that did well or that are doing well. And you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to give a man crush award to a kicker.
And who is that?
That would be Kymie Fairbar of Houston. This dude, I picked him up. He looked like he was doing well, and he's it's amazing how much Houston is letting him kick that darn ball. And he has been going. And you know, obviously I have Christian McCaffrey on my team, on my one team that is playing in the playoffs. But I've already given him some love and stuff. So, but I wanted to give it to a kicker. That's who my man crush goes to.
Yeah, no, that's a
because, you know, hold on. I know this is stupid, but think about it. That's one of the in the tight end position is where you would love to have someone give you at least 10 points or more a week, right? You know, and if you can get at least 10 points or more, it's a great thing. You know, usually you expect kickers to be less, even tight ends to be less, depending on your scoring system. But this guy has been averaged more than 10 points a game, and it's crazy. I gotta look, like, what is he? Okay, so check this out. Last week he gave me 22 points. He had a bad week prior in Indy where I only got 3, but then before that he gave me 21, 12, 13, 8, 6, 10, 8, 13, 14, 12. I'm picking this guy up next year.
Yeah, he's been one of the better kickers in the league this year.
Yeah, so anyway, that's why I decided to give it to a kicker. What about you?
Well, I could go Christian McCaffrey because he really saved my bacon in fantasy football in both the ESPN League and the NFL League. But I realized something, and it's somebody who I have not recognized at all this season for fantasy football. And he probably had the best game of his season on Saturday night.
Hold on. Is he on your NFL championship team?
No, he is not.
Oh, okay.
But I got to give a shout out to DeAndre Hopkins.
Yeah.
He was a stud, and I actually played against him in two of my leagues, and he made me sweat it out. But yeah, he made some catches Saturday night that were just insane. They talk about throwing up a 50-50 ball. When it's DeAndre Hopkins, it's more like an 80-20 ball.
Right.
So my man crush award definitely goes to DeAndre Hopkins.
Other than Christian McCaffrey, let's touch on, I was going to say your couple of your players on your team that is in the championship round that have been money for you.
Well, I mean, in the NFL league, it's simple. It's Patrick Mahomes, Christian McCaffrey, and Todd Gurley.
Yeah. Those guys are good.
In the NFL league, again, I go back to Patrick Mahomes, McCaffrey, and the guy who's been good for me since he got the starting job is Nick Chubb.
Yeah, for me, on my championship team this week, I got Christian McCaffrey, obviously. Philip Lindsay has been doing well for me. I'm glad I picked him up. Jamal Williams, just picked him up to take over you-know-who. Mm-hmm. But yeah, play those waiver wires, man. A lot of these guys we got off the waiver wire. Yeah.
So is there anybody this week that we're going to kick off Fantasy Island, Kevin? Because we're going to get into the late season, and sometimes it's not these guys' fault that they're not producing fantasy-wise.
I mean, I've had injuries. There hasn't really been anyone I've wanted to, you know, but I will say this. Uh-huh. So the one team that I do have in the playoffs, which is my Atlanta Raider Booster Club, I had the top seed. So last week I had a bye. Thank God I had a bye because a lot of my starters underperformed. And that's happened last week. I mean, people that got screwed starting Drew Brees, A bunch of other, like Alvin Kamara, a bunch of other people too. There was just some really weird stuff. I was really glad that my championship team was on a bye because all those players did not do that well.
Yeah. What about you? I gotta say, I really don't have anybody to kick off either. I think we're to the point now where, like I said,
doesn't matter.
Well, it doesn't matter, and some of it is beyond the player's control. But you know what, Kevin? Actually, I do have one person because he cost me in our CBS Sports League.
Uh oh.
Aaron Rodgers, you are kicked off of Fantasy Island at this point.
Yeah, get healthy, man. Come back next year.
So, as far as waiver wire pickups, again, we're in championship weeks. You're not, anybody you pick up is not going to have an impact on you unless you just have a total injury. Like, I think, Kevin, you hit it on the head. If nobody in your league had Jamal Williams, that's the guy to pick up.
Yeah, and maybe Miami's running back, Kalen Ballage.
Yeah.
Maybe if you're desperate and you need something, because, you know, there's some people that are still kind of hurt this week or might not play the whole game. Yeah. I mean, you have to worry about one of your guys, too, right? What's his name?
Todd Gurley. Well, I have to worry about Todd Gurley. He's a game time decision right now. I mean, the problem is the only healthy running back on the Rams is a guy they signed 2 days ago, and that's CJ Anderson.
Yeah. Oh, I know that guy.
He didn't even have a cup of coffee with the Raiders.
No, he didn't get to finish his coffee. Yeah.
Well, we've kind of hinted at the leagues here real quick. I am in the championship game in both the NFL league and the ESPN league.
Oh, you are in the championship for ESPN. Okay.
Yes.
I'm looking at your NFL league here because the way it works is that you play 2 weeks in a row with your combined scores together.
But isn't that the way it is in the ESPN league too?
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Yeah. Yeah. God, I didn't even look at that. Who's on your ESPN thing there?
Mahomes. I have Christian McCaffrey. I have Philip Lindsay, Leonard Fournette, Travis Kelce.
Yeah. Pretty much, dude, it's the same as your NFL league, dude. Yeah.
I got lucky this year, and that happened. Yeah,
on the bench on your NFL league, you got Tom Brady, Chris Carson, Aaron Jones.
Yeah. So, but Kevin, I hate to even ask, but where do we stand on head to head?
Hold on a second. I'm looking at my Yahoo Raider League team here. It's not as good as I want, man. I got Kirk Cousins, Tyler Lockett, Kenny Galladay, Christian McCaffrey, Philip Lindsay, David Njoko, and Jamal Williams right now. So, got Gus Edwards on the bench. Spencer Ware is not going to play, it looks like it. So, I don't know if I'm going to pull that one off. Yeah. I need some luck. For our head-to-head, and as a reminder, these are week-to-week bets where you get a point for each win. And, you know, if you take the underdog, you do get the points. Where the points go up during the playoffs, and whoever is the eventual winner, the loser has to find a brand new $1 bill and write how awesome that the winner is and put it in a little frame and all that kind of stuff. And Kyle, when you write out my dollar, I'll show you some pictures of that what Bob has done so you can get some inspiration. Oh, just okay. So, you know.
Yeah. Uh-huh. So where do we stand after this week, Kevin?
I like how you're not even looking. You're not even caring. You just let me take it now. right now, it looks like I am up by 26 points going into the last 2 weeks here. But you're not out yet because in the playoffs, the wild card is worth games over 2 points. The divisional is worth 3. The conference is worth 4, and the Super Bowl is worth 5. Plus, we have those bonus points for which two teams make it into the Super Bowl. You have a 5.1. I've got a 10.1 because I stuck with mine halfway through. I decided to stick with my 10-point because at halfway through the season, we get to change it if we want to. So you're not eliminated yet, buddy.
Yeah. Not yet. Not yet. So.
26. I'm up by 26.
What are you up on, Bob? This is why I don't feel too bad about it.
It looks like 42. I'm up by 42 on Bob.
Yeah, that's why I don't feel too bad about it.
So there we are.
Well, my friend, we are wrapping things up. We got a couple weeks left. It's been a fun season, though, so far. We got a couple weeks craziness.
No, it's not. It's not been a fun season, dude. Maybe for you, but not for me.
I'm looking at it as a whole, but, you know. But you know what? I've got a couple weeks left. I think we can work it out. I think we still have a few plays. They'll get you, our listeners, once again, into the end zone. Oh, and by the way, Merry Christmas, everybody!
Merry Christmas! Woohoo!